Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Digital Dive, where we take a deep dive into digital assets. My name is Eric, and in today's video, we have our very first Void community update. So if you don't know what Void is or what we're doing with Void, you will learn everything by the end of this video. Now, in short, the Void is a decentralized NFT marketplace that we are building on top of Constellation's Hypergraph network. So we're going to get into a little bit about some of the different features, a development update, community, governance, everything and in between that we have worked on thus far, you will learn about in today's video. Now, I'm super excited to share this with you guys. I know you've had a lot of questions on what we're doing, you know, a lot of different questions around the Void Pass. How do I get a Void Pass? When can I get a Void Pass? And so on and so forth. So by the end of this video, you will have all of those details. So I'm super excited to get into it. Let me move my big head here out of the way. Boom. So without any further ado, let's just jump right into it with our first Void Community Update, VCU1. Now, again, in this community update, this is going to be something that I think we do pretty regularly, maybe not as often as, let's say, once a week, but anytime we feel like there's a major update or something that we are able to give to the community and kind of display the different progress or milestones or things that we've accomplished, we will be releasing these community updates. So in today's video, we're going to be talking about a little bit more around the vision of what the Void is and what we're aiming to accomplish. A development update, a community update. We're also going to be talking, like I said, about the Void Pass and a little bit about the artists. You'll learn more about the artists that we're working with in regards to the Void Pass, which I am super, super excited about. This guy is a top tier, incredible artist, and I love the work that he's done. So I'm super excited to share more of that at a later date, but you'll hear some more about him. And then we're also going to be talking about governance. So the Void Governance Council is quite possibly one of my favorite things that I've personally seen. And I'm not just saying that because we created it, but it is something that I'm super excited about. And to watch that unfold and flourish is going to be really exciting because I truly think that the Void Governance Council is not only going to be a really great thing for the ecosystem, but also I think it's a force that will accomplish a lot of good. I think a lot of good will come from the Void Governance Council. So what is the Void? Now, the Void is a decentralized NFT marketplace that is powered by Constellation's Hypergraph network. Now, if this is your first time hearing about Constellation's Hypergraph network, it is a feeless, infinitely scalable network that utilizes state channels instead of smart contracts. Now, if you know anything about smart contracts, which if you're watching this video, I assume that you do, you know that they typically only can execute if-then logic, where state channels can handle complex logic from any data source. They're a lot more flexible in their customization. You basically program it with whatever logic or validation criteria that you're looking to have within the state channel. So it actually unlocks a lot of different areas of opportunity for us as a marketplace to have enhanced features which are unlike any other marketplace in crypto right now. We're also going to be working to develop a new L0 NFT token standard alongside some other really smart individuals. So we are super excited about that. Now, what our essential mission is to create a low-fee, interoperable, user-friendly marketplace which empowers artists, businesses, collectors, and all users of all kinds to buy, sell, and discover unique NFTs. Now, at the heart of our business model, you know, we're really looking at how can we benefit sellers, you know, the sellers and the artists and the businesses that make up the platform that are actually selling the NFTs. How can we better assist those people into helping them do things like sales optimization or better understand their customers and who's actually going to their profiles and what are they doing once they're on their profiles? So that level of insight is what we're looking to provide and that we're going to provide to the people that are coming to our platform looking to sell. Now, again, that is going to entail enhanced analytics for sellers and buyers. So buyers, you will also have an enhanced set of analytics that will help you make decisions which you think are better for yourself and in your best interest as well. And again, we will be leveraging Constellation's technology for enhanced features. And I'll talk a little bit more about features in a little bit, but it is just going to be super, super exciting. So when it came to deciding what the model was that we wanted to move forward with, you know, we were analyzing a lot of different Web 2 marketplaces such as Etsy, Amazon, or eBay, who have all succeeded in their own right, but we as the new Web 3 marketplace wanted to take it a step further. Now, we're going to be combining the best of both worlds, or of all worlds, between some of these really successful marketplaces such as the user-friendly nature of Etsy, or the analytical and very sales-driven optimizational power that is associated with Amazon, or the time-tested auction system that we all know with eBay. So what we're looking to do and what we're going to do for businesses and artists is we're providing a marketplace as a service, almost in the same way that Shopify is, where you can open up a storefront for yourselves that allows you to not only sell your online or digital goods, or in this case NFTs, but also you'll be able to market yourself, and you'll be given very powerful analytic user-driven data in order for you to understand what your customers are doing on your platform, what collections are they looking at, which ones are they clicking on, how much time do they spend on your platform, who's going to your platform. So you'll be able to understand what your customers or collectors are actually looking at when they come to your marketplace. And this is something that we don't really see in the current iteration of NFT Web3 marketplaces at this time. So we're super excited to be offering that for the artists and businesses migrating to our platform. Now, we are going to be both a primary and a secondary market. Now, again, that primary market, just to give you an example, is very similar to, you know, I love the video game Halo, okay? Let's say, you know, Halo, who has kind of like, you know, their microtransactions marketplace inside of their game, but they want to incorporate NFTs, but they don't want to go through all the time and money and effort and energy that is associated with now bringing in their own bidding or an auction system into their Web2 platform. So us as the Web3 marketplace can actually offer and integrate our technology from Web3 into Web2 applications, almost like a plugin, in order to support those either gaming platforms or businesses looking to make the leap into Web3. So that is something that we are super excited about, just in terms of, you know, being able to integrate our technology as a plugin support for these other businesses, or whether it's a retail place or whoever. You know, we're super excited about this. And, you know, every business is going to end up being faced with one of two decisions. You know, they can either build their own new marketplace, or they can buy support as a plugin in order to integrate into their current iterations of what it is that they're selling on or with. So we're excited that we will be able to provide this software solution to these businesses, because we think that this is the future of where we're going. You know, NFTs are going to be anything. You know, if you're listening to this, I assume that you know what an NFT is, a non-fungible token, and NFTs are going to be everything. You know, it's not just art, it's not just retail, it's actually going to be everything. It's the tokenization of everything. So, you know, people tell me, you know, I'm not super bullish on NFTs. I'm like, you may not be super bullish on the NFTs you understand right now, but your NFT can be your identity. It can be your social media profile. It can be an event. It can be art. It can be fine art. It can be collectibles. It can be real life tangible goods. You know, it can be anything that you would want to tokenize and sell as a digital asset. So that's the future of this and where this is going. And we're super excited that we're coming into the space utilizing Constellation's Hypergraph technology, and we will be able to make a next generation marketplace for people looking to open up an online business for themselves selling NFTs for whatever NFT that you want to sell. Now, again, like I said early in the video, we are, like, our sole focus here is empowering artists and businesses to optimize their storefront based on user-generated analytics so that they can optimize their sales. This is something that we think is really crucial for the future. You know, if you look at a lot of other these platforms, if you've ever used them, I've used Amazon and Shopify. I haven't sold on eBay, but I'm no stranger. I've opened up a number of online stores in different marketplaces. I've even sold businesses on some of these marketplaces. And let me tell you, the analytics that you get are super helpful and actually crucial at running a successful operation. So when we come to these different businesses or artists, we really want to give them a total package that will help them flourish. And that is one of the most exciting things that we can think of in being able to offer to these people, that is just what we don't really see right now. And it's a major area of improvement, which we are excited to bring into the marketplace. The marketplace, so to say. So now to give you a little bit of a development update of where we are. So we already have the technologies evaluated and the best of breed stack decided for our build. We have a proof of concept development underway. So we're really building this thing right now. This is not just in the idea phase. We're truly building this marketplace. We have an end-to-end test milestone successful. You know, essentially what we're doing at this moment is building a, you know, for those of you very familiar with crypto, it's almost like we're building a test net, and we're actually at this time utilizing OpenSea's API, which is the first code heading to the proof of concept development. And at this time, we've also successfully seeded our database with around 16,000 collections and like 85,000 plus NFTs. So we have already seeded our database and we are full speed ahead. We have user interface and user experience research ongoing. If you are a UX developer, that is the next person that we're looking to bring on the team. And our machine learning AI research has also started. So we'll have a lot of really unique and interesting features on the platform that will allow you to see the things that you're actually interested in. So in regards to what other features will our marketplace have, something, you know, our features are something that we're looking to kind of keep hidden for now, just in terms of protecting our intellectual property. But I will say that, you know, we are moving towards a interoperable multi-currency market that is going to be really exciting and open up the doors for a lot of people to come to the void. So that's going to be very exciting. And again, it is something, you know, different options are something that we want artists and businesses to have when they come and sell on our platform. So we're very excited about that. Now, again, we are a full team. It's not just me, Mr. Digital, behind the camera. We have a full-time team, a full-time CTO. We are developing. You know, we have people on our team that have helped connect different enterprises together that have worked alongside IBM and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. So we are a very experienced team and we have the tools and resources in order to accomplish the mission that we're accomplishing. So I'm super excited to work with these people. It's a blessing every day. And every day I wake up and these people are just rock stars. I'm super excited to get on calls with these people all day long. So very excited for what we have going on. Now, for those of you that are wondering what the Void Pass is, and I know you've seen us talk about the Void Pass, you may have seen it on our Twitter or our Telegram group. Now, the Void Pass is essentially our VIP membership for the Void. Now, the Void Pass grants you exclusive access to ecosystem benefits across the Hypergraph and beyond. Now, the reason why we created the Void Pass is because we wanted to gamify user experience and create a loyal and foundational community around the marketplace based on giveaways, governance, and games. And the governance, like I said early on in the video, is something that I'm most excited about. So I can't wait to dive into that a little bit more. But we believe that the most loyal people to our platform, the people that are acquiring the Void Pass, they should be given all these different perks and benefits and special access to the Void if they are taking the time to be part of our community. And we want to reward those individuals for that time and effort that they're putting into the community. And the vehicle through which we're doing that is our Void Pass. Now, there are a number of different perks that are associated with our Void Pass. And, you know, this we hope to just be a laundry list that keeps getting longer and longer. Now, our platform fees, in which what we're going to have on the Void, are going to be a standard 3%. So we will take a 3% fee for sellers. If you hold a Void Pass, that'll come down to 1%. Now remember, we have zero network fees. So what does that mean to you if you're a business? Well, if you're selling on something like Ethereum, not only are you having to pay the network fees of Ethereum, which we all or gas fees, which you know are awful at times, right? We won't have network fees. And if you're holding a Void Pass and we're only taking 1% of transactions, then guess what? You're almost selling for free. Tell me another marketplace where you can hold one of these utility NFTs and you can be a major business doing, I don't even know how much sales volume, and you'd only be charged 1% transaction. I mean, that's not on any other marketplace. If you've ever sold on Shopify or eBay or Amazon or anywhere, that's unheard of. So we're coming right at the floor, you know, almost as low as we could possibly go if you're a Void Pass holder and you're a business or an artist looking to sell on the platforms. So that is something, again, that we want to use in order to reward our most loyal customers or users of the platform. Now, there will be certain exclusive members only access on the website. We will also be doing NFT airdrops from our partners or different NFTs that we're collecting along the way that we will airdrop to random Void Pass holders. You will be able to receive exclusive whitelist access for certain projects which are launching on the Void. Obviously, you will have a private community. There will be a private community for Void Pass holders specifically, which we will authenticate with your wallet. So it'll be like only if you're holding the Void Pass will you get access to the private community. Then again, special perks across different, maybe in the metaverse, you know, if you're a Void Pass holder, you get VIP access to something like a nightclub or special skins or access or discounts or rewards from ecosystem partners, which we're already working on with certain partners at this time. So we've proven already that we're able to do this. If we ever come out with any merch, any Void merchandise, we'll send you guys some merchandise. Why not? If you want to provide us with your address, that's totally up to you. And then, you know, event VIP access, one of the things that we're looking at into later on next year, depending on how, you know, this works, if we ever have a live in-person event, if you're a Void Pass holder, you get event VIP access. If we ever sponsor an event or work with, you know, whoever, an art gallery or something, or another business has, you know, a launch that they're doing, you will get the event VIP access as a Void Pass holder. Governance, we're going to talk about that in 2 seconds. Super excited about it. And again, you'll be able to unlock special content in real life, discounts from enterprise partners and more. So this Void Pass is only going to get, you know, the perks associated are only going to get longer and larger and bigger the longer the Void exists. And this is not a short-term thing for us. We're married to this thing. If you don't have any doubt in the team, because we are moving forward. Now, with the Void Pass, what we've done is we've created, our own little generative model here, you know, where it creates a growth model based in reciprocation, where our partners are able to provide unique experiences for Void Pass members, and Void Pass members are able to engage with our partners and the various products or services or experiences that they offer. So it's like this little reciprocating model here that exchanges value between people based on rewards and doing business with each other. And, you know, we really believe, and if you follow us on social media, that community is everything. And we want to reward our users and community as much as possible. And the Void Pass creates this opportunity for our most loyal members. Now, we have two main missions for the Void Pass. And again, that is to bring value to Void Pass holders through strategic partners, access, events, rewards, and governance, and create valuable opportunities between ecosystem projects and partners. You know, if we have this loyal community of Void Pass holders, and then, you know, let's say one of our partners says, hey, if you're a Void Pass holder, we'll offer you X amount of thing over on our platform with what we're doing. Then we just created an area of opportunity for different projects or businesses to come together in order to share communities. And again, community is everything to us. So for us to provide that as a vehicle through the Void Pass is something that we think is very unique and very special. Now, what about the Void Pass? Now, a lot of you are, how do I get it? How many will there be? So on and so forth. So we are working right now with a top tier artist to create the Void Pass. Now, this isn't just, you know, something that we got off of something along Fiverr. No, we went to the big guns here, and I'm so excited to announce who we're working with. I can't do it today. You will know very soon. We're working with this person to make sure that when we release this, that it is done correctly. But as a top tier artist, he's some of the world's top collectors are actually collecting this guy's art, and I wish I could share the name of the collector who is a featured on his website, but I'm not going to do it right now because I don't want to give any breadcrumbs away to spoil the surprise should someone find it, because I've learned that you guys know how to dig really, really well. So we're going to save that for now. I will say that some of his individual one-of-one pieces are selling for over 25,000K. So this is, you know, no small thing that we're working with this artist, and I'm so grateful and appreciative for him and what he's doing for us, and I'm just, it's just going to be amazing. So the first edition of the Void Pass, there will only be 250. So there will only be 250 Void Passes in our first edition. They will be priced around 800 USD. And at the time, we will release that priced in Ethereum. And it's going to be an ERC 1155 token standard, not ERC 721, for those of you who are familiar with the two different token types. The reason we're doing that majorly is that you're not going to pay the crazy, crazy gas fees that are associated with the ERC 721. So, like I said, we've had you guys in mind when we're doing this. We know that sometimes the Ethereum experience can be a little painful or dreadful. So you will pay significantly, significantly less gas fees than you typically would if we were releasing an ERC 721 token. So it will be 1155. The mint date is going to be late January, sometime between the 18th and likely the 25th. So that is the date in which we are going with. You'll receive more details on that coming very soon. And we will also be releasing the website, which displays all the information, roadmap, FAQ, about the artists, about the collaboration, about the art, about the Void Pass, everything very soon. I'm talking about maybe within a week or two. So that will be coming out. And if you are interested in getting a Void Pass and being a VIP member of the Void and the Hypergraph ecosystem and beyond, we will be releasing a whitelist soon. So if you want to get whitelist access to this mint, we are going to be releasing that soon. And we're going to kind of gamify it a little bit because that's kind of something that we love to do, obviously. If you followed us from the beginning, we're very big on the games and you know, community participation, because me, as you guys know, personally speaking, I love this community. I mean, it has been my full-time job for honestly a year now. So I can't tell you guys how grateful I am to be doing this and be offering this and that we're building this into this ecosystem now. It's been an incredible journey. So I'm just super pumped that we're moving forward in this direction and that we're all here in this journey together. Now, I'm going to move my head out of the way here for this real quick. Let me just make that. Okay. So this to me is one of the most exciting things that we are doing. Let me just put myself right there. Now, this is the Void Governance Council. Now, this is a map that kind of, you know, explains a little bit about what it is that we're doing in terms of governance. Now, from the top down, we have created what's called the VGC, or the Void Governance Council. Now, the Void Governance Council is a council of members that are selected advisors, that is made up of selected advisors, our board of directors, and two members from the Void team at all times. Now, these selected advisors are going to be anyone and everyone from all different walks of life. I mean, we're bringing in some really big and powerful names to sit on our Void Governance Council, which are going to be a huge, huge network and benefit to the ecosystem in the Void and to each other. Because like I said in the beginning, I think the Void is going to be able to do some really incredible and good things for people. So I'll explain more on that right now. Now, again, these select advisors are going to be crypto influencers, big artists, big people in the business world, people in the media, you know, all these different names are coming together to sit on this board. And we're going to announce one of them today. He's a friend of mine and someone that I'm super excited to be sitting on our governance board. And his name is, a lot of you I'm sure know him, is Kevin Cage. So Kevin Cage will be sitting, is the one of the first selected advisors who will be sitting on our Void Governance Council. And then the other one is the artist, I'll announce too. The artist who we're working with to create the Void Pass will also be sitting on the Void Governance Council. So that's two out of the 14 members who will be sitting as selected advisors on the council. So we're super, super excited to bring this into the ecosystem. Now, let me kind of walk you through what an experience looks like if you're a Void Pass holder. Okay, so the Void Pass holders are going to have some really awesome things that they're able to do. So let's say you hold the Void Pass, right? And what we do is, if you want to sit on the Void Governance Council with these big names, we will go through an election process, and those that win the election process will sit on the Void Governance Council. So let me walk you through a scenario of what that looks like. So you're a Void Pass holder. Let's say January 1st, hypothetically, we run an election in order to select our board of directors. Now, the board of directors are five individuals our board of directors are people that win the election that sit on the Void Governance Council. So they're directly from the community. So we wanted to give the community an opportunity to have full oversight and influence over everything that goes on in the Void, which is happening through the Void Governance Council. So you're a Void pass holder. Let's say you go through, someone nominates you, or you self-nominate yourself for this election. And then what happens is, over this week-long voting process, and then there's the actual vote, let's say you're one of the five people out of the, let's say, 250 that have won this election. Well, guess what? Now you as one of the five become our board of directors, and you are community leaders for all Void Pass holders. So you have oversight into what's going on in the board of directors. Now, the board of directors gets to sit directly in the Void Governance Council. And now they get to sit in on whether it's meetings or have different votes or vote on different things or propose different things alongside our selected advisors that we have for the Void. So it's an incredible opportunity that we're providing to our community to have, like I said, direct insight and influence over what goes on in the Void. So we're super, super excited about that. And I'm just incredibly pumped about it, if I'm being honest. Now, what Void Pass holders and the Void Governance Council will do is that they will vote or propose different things. Now, some of the things that Void Pass holders will be voting on or proposing is things like contests, giveaways, who's the artist of the week, who's the project of the month, should we have a different meetup or a party somewhere, different guerrilla marketing campaigns, because remember, you're all Void Pass holders. You know, if you hold a Void Pass, you can market for yourself. Different community proposals or collaborations between different artists. You guys, as the Void Pass holders, propose that yourselves. You have power over that. And then you will actually vote on those things. And so you will be able to actually organize and execute on certain community-driven initiatives as Void Pass holders. And we are super pumped about that. Now, the Void Governance Council will have a different area of operation and governance from Void Pass holders. So that's what all the Void Pass holders are voting on. Now, the Void Governance Council members will be voting on other things such as donations, charity, different grants that we're doing. Should we add different platform features? What partnerships should we pursue? Or what sponsorships should we pursue? So it's a little bit more of bigger decisions in terms of like things like, who are we donating to? What charity do we want to give money to? So that's what the Void Governance Council will be doing. Now, if you're asking, how are we going to accomplish these initiatives? Well, we're going to be accomplishing these initiatives through our community fund. Now, the community fund is made up and is built, and money goes into the community fund from a percentage of platform profits. And these platform profits will go into the community fund and will be deployed by the Void Governance Council and Void Pass holders to fuel Void Marketplace initiatives. Voting will then take place between all appropriate members to decide the direction and use of the funds. So we will literally be building a fund in order for us to accomplish these different initiatives, such as, how are we going to donate to charity? What grants are we doing? What platform features should we add? What giveaways should we do? Who's the artist of the month? What parties should we throw? What meetups do we need to take money to buy out an office space or a club to do a meeting? I don't know. It's up to you guys. It's whatever you want to propose. You guys are the Void Pass holders, and we'll be voting on these things collectively as a community, and it will all be done taking place and fueled by the Void. So as you can see, a Void Pass holder has all these incredible perks. I mean, you can sit directly on the board of directors with all of our advisors and big names that we're bringing into the Void. You get to participate in governance and voting and community events. You have the ability to run for an election and win and sit on the Void Governance Council. I mean, you have all these different areas of opportunity and things like airdrops, rewards, whitelisting, like everything if you're a Void Pass holder. And again, I said this in the beginning of the video, you know, the one of the main things that we're looking to bring to Void Pass holders is to reward our most loyal community members, and the Void Pass is the vehicle through which we are going to accomplish that. So we are taking community very, very seriously here at the Void. It's the most important thing. We believe that the success of the platform is largely going to be based on how well we service the community, because this is Web3. It's about you guys, you know, it's about you. So the better that we can be at finding ways to actually bring value to the community, then we're doing a better job. In the same way, in the marketplace, the better we are at bringing value to businesses or artists through giving them better things for them to optimize or market or tell a better story around the things that they're selling inside their storefront or inside their profile, that means that we're doing a good job. It's all about us providing the tools, the powerful tools, in order for both community members, artists, and businesses to feel empowered. Truly empowered. And that's what we're doing with the Void. So we are super excited to be building this. We're, like I said, we're already in development. We are a full team of 6 people. We are full steam ahead with this vision and what we're bringing into this marketplace. And again, we are a next generation marketplace. We're going to have certain technology features that other platforms just simply won't be able to have. And we're going to be growing a very powerful and dedicated community that will be a very close-knit family, and we will all be able to experience and do these fun activities and voting and elections and contests and so on and so forth that will all take place through the Void Governance Council. That's a mouthful, huh? So I just wanted to say, let me now move my face back to normal so I don't like look like a mini version of myself. I just want to say, you know, I really appreciate all the support that we have gotten thus far. We are creating a whole new vision of NFTs in Constellation. Now, again, a little briefly, to touch briefly on the NFT L0 token standard, the L0 NFT token standard will have different functionality than what is currently possible with things like ERC20 token standard NFTs. And that's because Constellation's technology is just that much more powerful in being able to handle complex data type. Maybe we have multi-use or interactive NFTs, something to pay attention to. So we're super pumped for what we're bringing. If you're an artist, if you're a business and you want to get in contact with us because you're interested in selling in the Void, please don't hesitate to reach out to us on DM or Telegram or Twitter or email or so on and so forth. We are super excited to be doing this and bringing this into the community and to actually get the ball rolling with our Void Pass community. And we have some really exciting things. Stay tuned for the release and announcement of the artists in which we're working with. Like I said, it's no small deal. We're super pumped that we will be offering this to our Void Pass holders as well, who will be able to collect a piece of his art as well. So super excited about that. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will sign off. This is Eric, the CEO of the Void NFT Marketplace, and I am signing out. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.